7:19 on a Thursday morning. Now, joining us in studio, we have a number of students right here in Northfield who are involved in youth in government. And let's start off by, talking with Logan Wells, one of our KYMN employees now. Logan, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good morning, Jeff.
And you brought in Anna Weber. Anna?
Yes.
And I'm going to have you bring that microphone right up so you're talking into it like this. And also Brian Goodell.
Hi.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in today. Let's talk about youth in government, and I guess I'll start off with you, Logan. How long have you been involved in this, first of all?
So I started youth in government in eighth grade, so it's a program open to eighth graders through 12th graders. And essentially, it's a YMCA program, and it's like mocking the Minnesota state government. Well, not like comedically, but it's a mock version of the Minnesota state government that the youth make up all the groups. So there's a legislature, and there's a court systems, and there's a youth governor. And so you get to be part of this and write a bill, or you get to be in a court and make arguments on a case or something. So it's a really cool program.
All right. Anna, is it Anna or Anna?
Anna.
Anna, let's move on to you. First, are you also Arcadia? Are you Northfield High School students? Or
no, I go to the high school.
Okay. How long have you been involved in youth in government?
I joined youth in government in eighth grade following a presentation that a high schooler, they came into my geography class and gave a presentation on it, and I thought it would be a really fun experience to try out. And I really, really enjoyed it, and then my involvement has slowly escalated since then, but I still love it.
Slowly escalated?
Yeah.
What? Do you get to be work through your ranks? Are you a president yet? Or
Yeah, so...
Or governor, or I guess...
How it works, I guess. My position's a little strange.
Uh-huh.
So youth government really values student leadership,
mm-hmm.
So we have this thing called the State Steering Committee, and the State Steering Committee is a group of about 150 to 160 kids, and there's each person who's in the program goes through a delegation, and they're usually local groups. So Northfield has a delegation, and that's kind of our group as we go up to Minneapolis. And a couple summers ago, we send representatives to the State Steering Committee, and a couple summers ago, I was elected to be a two-year term to be first the State Steering Committee vice chair and now the State Steering Committee chair. So I do a lot of administrative work. I'm really not in the public eye that much, but I really enjoy doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
All right. Brian, let's move things around to you. Are you also in Northfield High School?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your involvement, how long you've been doing it.
Okay, well, I also started in eighth grade following a presentation in my geography class, and I'm not nearly as involved as Anna, but I have I have convinced a couple of my friends to join over the years, and I really enjoy the program.
All right. How much of your time does this take?
Well, it really depends on how much, you want to put into it. It's really a program that however much you put in is what you get out. So there are a couple of meetings that you have to go to, and you spend some time. For me, it's writing a bill because I've been in the legislative area. But really, it's more of a not really a set amount of effort or amount of time.
All right. Logan, let's move things back to you. What do you have a current role within YIG? Do you call it YIG?
Yes.
Youth in Government? Okay.
So this year I'm an appointed official in the legislature, so that's kind of like a guess more rolled back role of kind of what Anna does. You're not elected to it. Elected officials appoint you to it, so you get to do kind of the more behind-the-scenes work in the legislature. So, again, I'm in the legislature this year. I've been in the legislature every year. But I still get to write a bill. I still get to debate it and things like that, which I think is really cool.
Now, youth in government, it seems like you're focusing on maybe the state government as opposed to federal government or local government here. Is that true? Do you go through all the governmental levels?
Well, yeah. So it depends on what the youth in government is. While our branch isn't a Minnesota program, there are youth in governments throughout the nation. So we also have a Model UN conference in mm-hmm. the spring where students adopt a country, and then they debate other kids on pre-designated topics. And they work to find a common resolution and write it in resolution style. As for the federal government, we don't really do like a national youth in government, but there is something called the Conference on National Affairs, and that takes place in North Carolina. And Minnesota, you can apply to go to that,
mm-hmm.
and then you meet other students from all around the country, and you debate national issues. Minnesota Youth in Government does have a program area based off of that, so you can participate in this at the actual conference in January, and it's called the National Issues Forum, and it's very similar to the format at the Conference on National Affairs.
All right. Now, let me just talk about your role for just a moment. You mentioned you're the state president, or state...
Somewhat, yeah.
What, now, is that a statewide office, or is that just within Northfield? Do you interact with a lot of other groups throughout the state?
Yeah, so it is a statewide position. I interact primarily, I mean, I am the delegation chair of Northfield as well, so I help lead these guys on the steering committee. But as for the state steering committee, I work really closely with the state office, the adults there, and I also serve on the state board of directors.
Wow. Do you have any time for it? You have tennis as well. You just announced your name on the sports just a moment or so ago. Do you actually go to school then, or is it just all extracurricular
stuff? I show up when I have time.
Well, it sounds like you are busy doing constructive things at any rate. Ryan, let's move things over to you. From the level of involvement, do you go to, like, witness our own state legislature? Do you talk with our congresspeople? Is there much interaction there?
Unfortunately, there's not, like, a set part of YIG to interact with congresspeople or anything like that, but we do get to use the Capitol, and we do get to go into the actual... like where the Senate is in session, where you get to go into the different chambers and use that space.
While they're in session? I presume it's while they're not in session.
Yeah, while we're not in session.
Well, actually, the Capitol, the legislature goes into session the first week in January, and then sometimes it depends on the year, like which weekend we have it. It's one of the first couple weekends in January, and so the legislature has just begun session, and then that Thursday, because it's a Thursday through Sunday conference, we basically kick the legislature out, and then we invade the Capitol for the weekend, and then Monday morning they're back.
All right. Now, you have an info day coming up, and this is, I presume it's a recruitment tool. I'll let any of you address this if you want, but tell us about that.
Yeah, so like Anna mentioned, this is in one of the first weeks in January, so you'd think, whoa, we don't need to know about this now, but in actuality, registration is already open for it, and it's closed. The priority registration closes on October 16th. So to help kind of figure out what you'd like to do, there's a couple information meetings we have next week. So on Tuesday the 18th at 7 o'clock, we have a meeting at the Northfield High School in room H124. On Wednesday the 19th, we have a meeting at the YMCA at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, we have one at Arcadia Charter School, also at 7 p.m. So next week we have three meetings. It's awesome if you can attend. If you can't make it to one of those meetings, you can reach out to our delegation directors, who are the adults in charge of the program. So that will be my parents, Aramis and Tiana Wells. Yes, the names are kind of hard to understand, but you can email them at tianalwells@gmail.com, or you can call them at 507-581-0737.
All right. And I guess one final question for each of you. Anna, we'll start off with you. Politics, is that something you'd look to go into at some point in your career? Is that a goal for future jobs?
Yeah, actually. Before I joined YIG, I was vaguely interested in politics. I thought I wanted to be a lawyer and go that side. But after I joined Youth in Government, I learned about the main thing about YIG is that you don't just learn about government. You learn public speaking and civic engagement and servant leadership. And that's really motivated me. And I really want to go into a career in education policy now. I think that'd be really interesting.
All right. Well, good luck with it. How about you, Brian? Any thoughts on that?
I can't really see myself being a politician, but I definitely do enjoy discussing politics.
All right. Well, you never know. You know, a lot of people don't get into it too much until much later in life, so... Logan, how about you?
Well, I definitely could see myself going into like a political campaign. I don't know if many people know, but I'm really active in political campaigns. My dad ran for political office 2 years ago, so that's kind of energized me to get involved in politics and be like a campaign manager someday.
All right. Well, anything else about Youth in Government, YIG, or about the upcoming meetings you have? Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate that, and we'll let you get back, and it's probably you got a bus or something to catch to get to school. So thank you so much for coming in, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Brian Goodell, Anna Weber, and Logan Wells. Once again, Youth in Government.